Zach, you are clearly a real big fan of Christmas. How many Christmas lights would you say are out there in the front yard of your home?
We probably have upwards of 75 to 100,000 lights on our house. It's quite a lot, more than most people have.
I don't know if I should ask about your power bill.
Since we use all LED, it's not as bad as incandescents. So we turn off our pool in the winter time, so it kind of takes the same amount of power as that does for a month. So we don't really see a difference, but it's not too bad now that we've switched all to LED.
All right. So you call this Wild Lights, and you've done it for a number of years. What gave you the idea to do this?
I've always loved like the glow of Christmas lights and going around and watching. Looking at Christmas lights with my family. It's been always like a fun thing to do, just hop in the car and go around and watch the different shows. So there's four different shows in Lexington, and I always loved just sitting there and watching them. And I would stay there for a long time for multiple shows and watch. And I was like, I wonder if I could do that eventually. Then I saw a small little box at Lowe's. And I was like, Mom, let's get this, let's get this. And it had eight little channels on it. So that was like our first show that next Christmas with eight channels, which a channel is a different prop. So then the next year we bought a controller called Lightorama, and it's a commercial light show company that does all the controllers and stuff. And that was 6 years ago when we bought our first controller, and now we have seven, with over 128 channels. So we're the largest in Central Kentucky, the largest light show.
That's amazing. So you also, in addition to programming it, you also decide what music will be used?
So every year we try to do a different playlist. Sometimes we get requests to do songs again. So we bring back some older songs that we've done before, but every year it's normally new music. So this year we have a 20-minute show with about six or seven songs. But yeah, we program new songs every year.
And I understand that each year you pick a charity to be helped, and donations can be made. Who did you pick this year?
This year is Charity Water, so their goal is to provide clean drinking water to the underdeveloped communities all around the world. So just by giving $40, you can provide one person with clean drinking water so that instead of them having to walk 6, 7 hours to get water from their village, they can have a well that's like 5 minutes from their house, where they can go and get clean water that's not like dirty and have all the diseases and stuff in that.
So it's a fun show with a cause then.
Right.
As an added feature, you even have food trucks come by.
We do. So that was something we started last year. Last year, we wanted to do something not just to give back to a local charity, but to give back to more than just that. So we bring in three different local food trucks in Justin County. It's usually different each year. This year, we had a hibachi truck on our opening night. And then this week, tomorrow, we'll have a Mexican truck and next week barbecue, but they all give back 10% of their proceeds to our donation partner for the year. So it's not only person supporting them, but supporting the Charity Water. So they're able to support two businesses as well as have a fun time with their family watching our Christmas lights.
Do you sense that your neighbors are behind this, that they're okay with all this going on?
Yeah, so the neighbors next to us, our next door neighbors, actually let us take up some of their yard, just to put like a small amount of lights in their yard, to make it look a little bit wider. Obviously, we have one or two neighbors that don't really like us that much, which is to be expected with any show this size. But most of the neighbors are very encouraging. They're telling us that we're doing a great job and they like the design for the year, and even offer help, whenever we need it most.
How many people would you say in a given season will come by and actually drive by and sit and look?
Well, during December, we have most nights are there's a line around the corner of our street. So I mean, we could have 100 to 200 cars a night. So I mean, 2, 3,000 cars a season is about what I would say.
Okay, so you've become a tradition in the Lexington area then.
Right, yeah, we have. We're right outside of Lexington, so in Nicholsville, we're the only synchronized light show in Jessamine County, which is really cool because we get to provide a show to some people that might not be able to drive to Lexington to see their shows. So it's a little hidden gem here in Nicholsville.
All right. Now, one thing stands out. It seems that you want people to celebrate the real reason for the season. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so I've always been a Christian, and I've always believed that Jesus died for our sins, and he came to the world as a baby. And that was one thing that I wanted to really broadcast throughout our show. So the first thing that we ever did with our light show was put in a manger scene with blow molds, which is really, that's been the thing that I've wanted to make the best each year. So last year we actually started building a manger scene with leftover wood that people have donated to us to really make it look like it would have looked back then, just making it look as realistic as possible. But I mean, I love people's reactions whenever they see that because then I can, it sparks a conversation about what I believe and why I believe it. And why I believe that Jesus is the reason for the season, because that is my favorite part of our whole show is that manger scene, and seeing kids' reactions saying, "Oh, look, there's Jesus." Yeah, that's our whole reason for the show is just to share the love of Jesus. All of our songs are Christian based, and tell some sort of story about Jesus in a fun, energetic way to where younger kids can find it fun and it fun for them to watch.
Is it too early to ask about your plans for 2024?
2024, I'm hoping to make it bigger. This is my last year of high school, so I'm a senior in high school right now. So if I'm here again next year, then I hope to make it bigger. We always change it every year. So last year we had a 20-foot guitar, and this year we added like t 12 more elements to the show. So next year I hope to probably get another controller and add some more props to the roof for the side yards, just the small little things, change up the design, obviously new songs, and a new message each year.
So, how about you personally? As you get out of high school, looking at your future, what do you want to do professionally and, family-wise?
Yeah, I want a family whenever I get older, but I also want to go into church production. I've grown up in the church, and I've recently started to go into Crossroads Church, based out of Cincinnati, and they're really teaching me a bunch, and that has really gotten me to want to do the church production. So mainly lighting, and that's why I love this because it also helps me gain the skills for what I want to do after high school because I can basically put the two together, and programming the lights for church, or doing audio, mixing videos and making different kind of content for church.
So you've got a resume already.
Basically, yeah, I've been serving on our church tech team for about 3 years now, and know how to do lighting and audio and our cameras. And a bunch of behind the scenes stuff. So I help with all of our stage turns and all of the different lighting changes.
All right. Zach, I really appreciate you sharing with us. Thank you so much.
Yeah, of course.